Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Lamar reaches second base with a double. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Lamar moves to third. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it, throws to first for one, and the throw to the plate, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to third. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Mostill scores. Collins goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball four. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Falk goes all the way around to score. Hooper moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Poole for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk bunts towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ma still strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lamar hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive towards short. Galloway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-1 in the game. Poole hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Ma still reaches third base with a triple. Com scores. Faber goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Collins moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lamar hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt French now playing right field. Cy Perkins now catching. Stan Baumgartner now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bishop. Schalk moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schock moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schock scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Stan Baumgartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumgartner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ma still. Baumgartner reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Falk moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Com reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. Hooper moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, White Sox. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Faber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Faber reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Ma still bunts towards the mound. Baumgartner fields it and throws to first for the out. Faber moves to third. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Davis is hit by the pitch. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop has Faber trapped. There's the throw to Perkins and over to Dykes, who tags Faber for the out. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lamar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Faber, and towards Com, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Lamar moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and has Lamar trapped. There's the throw to Collins who tags Lamar for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to second. Bill Bagwell pinch hits for Stan Baumgartner. Bill Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagwell hits a line drive towards short. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Hooper bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to third for the out. Falk moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-3 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber has Dykes trapped. He runs over and tags Dykes for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.